Most of what I write and record is based on personal experiences, deliciously erotic personal experiences. As I'm writing this now, I'm intoxicated by wine and other things. Other things, you're probably asking yourself? Yes, other things. Like the fragrance of us wafting up from between my thighs. I was puttering around in my vocal booth for recording audios when my lover surprised me there. I was on tiptoes, my arms spread wide above my head, when his hands closed around my wrists, pressing them down onto the shelf. He pressed himself against me, scraping his shadow along the back of my neck. I moaned. How could I not? There's something about that burning scrape that is so pleasurable, my skin pebbles and I gasp. And moan. And I ground myself back against him, arching my back, wriggling my hips and ass in a belly dancer's figure eight until he was hard enough for me to feel the heat of him. He released one of my wrists long enough to open his pants and free his cock. Then he pressed it against the thin silk of my pajama bottoms, searing me with his heat. I tried to turn around. I wanted to taste his lips, wanted to thread my fingers through his hair and pull him toward me. But his hands held my wrists firmly in place. Words weren't necessary. The band of his fingers around my wrists communicated everything I needed to know. I drew my legs together and arched my back so my ass flared into him, and I let my head drop between my arms. Staring at my toes, I sighed. A sigh of longing, a sigh of surrender. He knew what that sigh meant, of course, and with a squeeze, he released my wrists. I held my position, held it even as his hands slid down my arms and around to fondle my breasts. He teased my nipples until they were long, hard points of longing, until my breath was coming in tormented gasps, until I was dizzy and writhing and wet. I could feel that wetness as he pushed the silky pants down over my ass, felt the hot smear of it on my thigh. He swilled his fingers in it, teasing my labia, pretending to have difficulty finding my clit. I started begging and bucking, trying to force that slippery electric contact. But his fingers eluded me, frustrated me, slipped deep inside me and out again, arrhythmic. It was maddening, ratcheting up my arousal level without building up orgasmic tension. I wanted to grab his hand and put his fingers on my clit and rub them there, there, right there. But I didn't. I held my position stretched out in the closet, fingers clinging to the top shelf, body arched and swaying, and let him do whatever he wanted. It felt too good to stop. When I felt the head of his cock nudging between my lips, I thought I would scream with relief. I was trembling with the tension, aching for that moment of penetration. And it was upon me. He was upon me, up in me. Pushing slowly, wedging himself into me, his hands gripping my hips. I took him into me, into the warm and slippery heat of me, and when he could go no further, I clamped down on him, trying to enclose the length of him, to prevent the inevitable prelude to aching emptiness, his withdrawal. We remained that way for a long moment, his chest pressed against my back, his breath stirring the hair near my ear. And we breathed together, and as we did, the two of us became one. Breathe in, clench and hold, release. Breathe in, clench and hold, release. A dozen times, perhaps more, and then we began rocking together, eventually breaking that rhythm to collide against each other, our bodies thudding, thudding, thudding faster and faster. Breathing sexual fire, trembling on the verge of orgasm, I sank my teeth into my forearm and screamed my release. He hastened to meet me there, jabbing upwards into me, his fingers biting hard into my flesh. I felt that pulsing, heard that sound he makes, that ball's deep groan that signifies an intense orgasm. And then his scruff on my skin again, making me hiss and twitch as I hung by my fingertips from the shelf, unwilling to trust my wobbly legs to bear my weight. Love is a noun and a verb, something I am and something I do. It fills me even now, brimming between my thighs. And it smells wonderful. Yes, love has a scent, a potent, unmistakable fragrance.
Thank you for choosing this Silken on Sex podcast. My name is KR Silken Voice.